December 5th, caught. Are you familiar with a shop tool called the vise? This is a powerful clamp that, when cranked together, holds an object tightly in place. Its two heavy-duty jaws lock around the item, the serrated surface gripping the material so, well, it can't move. As we talk about this tool, do you see any similarities to the other term, vice, that we commonly use for hang-ups, bad habits, or addictions? Typically, this vice refers to something that has us locked in its clutches. It's our handicap, and we're unable to be free of it. But is getting stuck outside of our control? Dan Culver seemed caught in a perpetual cycle, overpowered by a vice of his own, until he realized he'd given himself over to it. At 17, Dan joined the Navy, but he's here to share with us more about his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
When the Navy didn't fill my emptiness, I began using drugs to escape. I bought a van, which became my home as well as my transportation, and I lived dealing drugs. My buddies and I were arrested in Georgia with 1,000 hits of speed and some marijuana. I took the rap so my buddies could get out and make bail for me. A cellmate warned me they wouldn't follow through, saying, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." He was right. My dad had to bail me out. I headed for home in Oregon and got as far as Kansas when I was arrested again for possession, but managed to pay the fine. At home, I used a tax refund to buy more drugs instead of repaying my father. And then I was arrested a third time for possession. I was raging mad, and when a pastor came to visit me in jail, I refused to listen to him. And then I found a Bible in jail that I read constantly. I continued to read it when I was released and preached it to my family. But an old friend lured me back into drugs, and I was arrested at a commune in New England. When I was free again, I went to a Jesus festival for 3 days. Reading the Bible, I saw that God wants us to obey the law, so I quit drugs altogether. I trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior, and He filled the void in my life with His awesome presence.
In Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul describes those chained to their own wicked desires. He says in verse 28, "As they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind." Friend, we can be given over to sin if our commitment to Christ is not sincere. If we choose to neglect His instruction, we will find ourselves in a vice, caught in a pattern of destruction. But if we turn to Him and turn everything over to Him, we will find freedom. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled Daily Devotionals are a daily reminder of God's presence in your life. Produced in Chicago by Unshackled of Pacific Garden Mission. Listen to a new devotional every day. And don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals. Unshackled Daily Devotionals are built on true life accounts and help us ponder the application of Scripture to our lives. Each devotional tells a dramatic testimony of transformation of a real person while addressing a relatable issue of the human condition. A key Bible verse is provided so you can dig deeper into its specific intent and what it means for our lives in these Unshackled Daily Devotionals. Unshackled Daily Devotionals are produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission.